This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us. It is Friday. It is your SmackDown post show for August 22nd. My goodness, feels like August just started and we're wrapping it up already. It's crazy how time flies, but time always flies when you're having fun with Miss Cresta, who is nursing some vocal cords. Fragility
so,
at this moment.
What had happened was when John Cena cut a promo on Logan Paul, he hit me with the Ursula and said, "It won't cost much, just your voice." And I gave it to him.
We can only hope that you, as Ariel, find the shell and crack it open. Life depends on it.
No, literally. All I do is talk. And if I stop talking, I'll die. I'll literally disintegrate.
It's a big yapping week for you. But as of right now, she's still going to be on your Collision post show. You saw her on the TNA post show, and the lovely Cresta joining me once again. She is going to have a little bit of a break, so we're going to start ushering in those guests. But until she goes away, we're keeping her. We're keeping her right around here. But Cresta, how you feeling about SmackDown tonight? These international ones, because they tape earlier, I feel like they usually give like house show vibes on a televised thing, which doesn't always feel like you're getting the most consequential programming moving forward. But how'd you feel in general today?
I said this to Kate off air, and I'm going to say this to you guys. A little different. Ireland crowd, fantastic. Ireland crowd is what every wrestling promotion fears, hijacking the show. Because boy, did they hijack it, but it was fun. This show overall, I saw it in the chat. This happened last week. And I'll say that this is also happening in other shows. The DQ finish, the unclean, nobody loses clean. Nobody can lose clean. I've had it. The best part of this show was John Cena telling the truth on a lying Logan Paul. If I never have to see Logan Paul again, it'll be too soon. And I'm glad John Cena broke out the Nexus Golden Shovel just for this man.
He did. I'm also here for that. We're going to talk about that very long segment. We're going to talk about Becky Lynch being in Dublin and the things that she had to say. But before we get to that, Big Jim coming in saying, corporate Queen Cresta and the OTK Infinity Times better than tonight's SmackDown. It has been a slog. That's why I was like, let's get Cresta on here to make things fun, because SmackDown is not always fun. And that pressure has literally broken her vocal cords. That's how hard she's working to try and make this fun for you guys. But Orion Ben 666 saying, money for Cresta's voice and for Bates' therapy after watching this show for us. Honestly, this is my worst international WWE show yet, even the crowd. So
I don't know. They were chanting wanker. So you get, I'm immature. So you get a plus from me.
Wanker good. Acting like JC Mateo can't wrestle, not as great. Like,
I mean, they were singing a song too. So yeah.
It's up to your interpretation. I'm in on hot crowds. I'm in to an extent when crowds go into business for themselves, but when they go so deep in it that it's distracting from the show, that's where it gets a little hazy for me. But you saw those super chats already lighten up. Get those in. Get in those Humper Chats at humperchats.com. We'll give you a quick FightfulSelect.com plug as well. Now, you're going to want to subscribe to Fightful Select ahead of Forbidden Door because you're going to want those live scoops, baby. But always a busy day on Fightful Select. We're also trying to bring more of this news to you on TikTok, on Instagram. But you have Alex back there right now ranting about SmackDown, I'm sure. But we had a Will Ospreay update earlier. Some rumor roundups with the Hurt Syndicate, the Jericho news, CMLL, AEW headed to Australia, all sorts of stuff. You get daily Select answers over there as well. A lot happening, a Swerve injury update, all sorts of stuff on Fightful Select this week. But more important than anything on Fightful Select, Cresta, I don't know how up to date you are on this ridiculous, fantastic, amazing, beautiful lore that has been going on. But
which lore?
The Freddy Got Fingered Puppets lore. We're going to talk about this real quick. If you're in the SmackDown chat and you're like, I watched the SmackDown review, I'm not familiar with this insanity. Let's have a brief recap, because today this all roads led to Sean Rossap ordering two puppets, one that looks like me and one that looks like Alex Pulowski from Bulgaria. Okay. Spent some real money on these in exchange for a review of me and Alex reviewing Freddy Got Fingered.
Fantastic. It's
incredible. Insane. How this all started was Alex and I on Fightful Select will from time to time review movies that wrestlers were in. And as Crest, I'm sure you're aware, most of these movies, not so great. So we have a lot of fun kind of ripping these apart, talking through them, talking about the fun, talking about the bad, talking about the absurd. And Sean, you want to talk about crowds going into business for themselves. Sean was like, I want you guys to review Hot Rod, of which there was no wrestling connection, but he is in fact our boss. So we did it. It was very extensive. And Sean also in that same time frame had watched Freddy Got Fingered. And he said like 15 minutes into it, he started to wonder, like, is this so intentionally absurd that it's performance art? And he demanded this review, and neither Alex or I wanted to do it. So Alex said, $1,000 each is our price. And that got negotiated and bartered down to puppets of ourselves. And now those were ordered. So, I mean, wrestling's cool and all, but I'm getting a like real deal puppet in exchange for reviewing Freddy Got Fingered. And I'm co-hosting to Alex. That's just like, I'm just along for the ride. Really, this is going to be mostly Alex ranting and me chiming in with like, Daddy, would you like some sausage and all these things? So that's what's going on the main. So you guys are going to want to contact me to sponsor that show, because it's probably going to be our like most highly reviewed ever. Kara 70 saying Sean watches crap movies. He, from my knowledge, there's a certain groove that he gets into, it seems like, of a very specific time and genre of the R-rated comedy. And he is an enthusiast. I'm hit or miss on it. Alex Pulowski is pretty much all that is just not, that's just not what he likes, but it makes it really fun to review. So
late 90s, early 2000s movies can be hit or miss. Some of them are really funny. Hot take. I don't find Adam Sandler funny at all. At all.
Oh,
I think he's Dane Cook levels of annoying, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Except Little Nicky's really funny.
Except so you're the in a Little Nicky. I thought you were going to be like, Uncut Gems, though, he was really good, because that was a real gems, performance.
You know, things like that.
Uncut Gems.
No, Little Nicky is really, it's so stupid that it's funny. And Waterboy... Water sucks. I say that so I can't sit up here and lie. So I'd be lying if I didn't grow up in high school, like, release the evil. Outside of that, I'm not watching no Adam Sandler movie. You would have to pay me my $1,000.
There you go. We'll see. You might get a puppet of yourself. You won't get $1,000. You might get a puppet of yourself. But I'll tell you.
And a cameo from Harley Cameron voicing the puppet. Those are my terms.
I mean, honestly, the pressure is on with, like, between Lily and Minnie Monet and DeMonaco in the space. Like, I'm like, I got to get some skills.
Mr. Iguana.
Yeah. I've got to get it together. I got to learn how to do some puppeteering. But I'll tell you what's an uncut gem. That's going to be this episode of our SmackDown review. Not the most exciting thing, but Cresta, you said you were telling no lies about Lil Nikki and Waterboy. So let's talk about John Cena telling no lies with this Logan Paul promo. Now, you said you appreciate that he brought out the golden shovel, and he did some burying of Logan Paul today. I cheered out loud when he knocked over the Prime Energy display. He went in and said all of these things about Logan Paul kind of taking the platform of WWE after being invited in, and that Logan Paul just used it as a promotional tactic. What I did like about this, and this is an old thing that Jericho talked about that I think is actually very wise. He says, if as a babyface, if you beat nobody, you beat nobody, meaning if you tear down your opponent too much, beating them doesn't mean anything because you already destroyed them. So I like that he says things like Logan Paul is incredibly athletic, Logan Paul is a future WrestleMania main eventer, Logan Paul is a future world champion, and that's unfortunate because, and then he went into all the reasons Logan Paul sucks, right? So I think it was really good that he said, like, this guy actually is here to stay, and he is actually very good, because that allowed him, I think, the framework to go in and bury him. He closed this up by being like, because Logan Paul made some jabs about the living arrangement agreement he once had with Nikki Bella. And he was like, I don't think you're the one to be talking about legal troubles here, buddy. But I was here for this John Cena promo that we got. He got a huge reception there. You can tell he's just so much more comfortable being a baby face. Like, it immediately, even like a baby face with his teeth out. But you could tell the reception in Ireland meant a lot. But the big thing is he says that he's an outsider turned parasite, which I thought was really good because parasites do worm their way into their environments, right? So the parasite line was kind of what got driven home here. And he says in Clash in Paris, he'll teach Logan Paul about loyalty and respect or beat him down. And we get an attitude adjustment on this. I thought this was probably one of the better things on the show. It went very, very long. Very, very long. But John Cena's just so much more in his groove since this face start, I gotta say. What did you think? I know you were excited for the RIP Logan Paul, rest in peace, aspect of this. I'll let you take it away.
So I'm gonna start out with the negatives because there's a lot of positive. And I wanna punch you guys in the face first before I offer you medical aid. I would rather drink a goblet of fire.
Us to a local medical facility today.
I will give you guys the super kick heard around the world, but I will pick the glass out of your head. I'm so sorry. I would rather drink a goblet of fire from the River Styx than listen to Logan Paul on whatever he had to say. So the fact that he came out there and said anything about, I don't have to get attention like you do at the Oscars, you would give your left testicle, your right testicle, and whatever championship you had to be there.
And your bonus testicle, if you had.
And your bonus testicle. And your future child's testicles. You would give everything to be there. One. Number two, I always get on John Cena for the golden shovel, but much like you brought it out against the Nexus, this man deserved it. Complaining is done. Good times. Calling John Cena a professional pretender while you're in a professional pretending sport, while you're pretending that people like you, is criminally insane. And I need you to go to a local medical facility because there's something not right up there. That's not smart. What else did this man say? I said, this is taking too long. And even if Logan Paul was right, five moves to doom, sure. Wrong messenger, because nobody cares what you have to say. And if you want to talk about movesets, we're going to start comparing you to Hangman Page again, and you're not going to like that. So I wouldn't even just staple it shut.
My thing with the moveset line was like, yeah, but he won 17 championships with it. So like, if you're going to say like five moves of doom, it's like, well, yeah, but like they worked. because he won the title more than anybody else in the world. So that was my complaint with that line, but I digress to you.
But I also agree with what John Cena said, whether it was 500 or one, I'm still going to beat you. I'm still better than you. When he said, you are a parasite who wormed your way in here to buy another Pokemon card and sell us these prime drinks. I was like, yo, John Cena, put the gun away. this is a children's program, but also whack him again. Whack him again. Because the truth of the matter is, no kayfabe, no funny shit. You're in here, you're the pretender, and the fans can smell that. We've had tons of pretenders in. God damn it, we even had Donald Trump. But it was funny. You're not funny. You're not entertaining. And we smell the bullshit. Wrestling fans were ravenous. One thing we like to do is talk shit. I've lost my voice talking shit.
Well, you're really good at it, so it makes sense.
Come on now. And it's like, if you're going to come up here and tell everyone that they're trash, they're this and that, and as literally being an interloper, someone's going to tell the truth on you one day. Lucky that John Cena, who was nice to you about it, and not Seth Rollins. And not Kevin Owens, who would rip you a new one. You better thank your lucky stars that Sami Zayn is a changed man. Look at the range, man. Or else Sami Zayn would have let you have it. When he also said,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The fact that you're taking away real opportunities for people like Dirty Dom, AJ Styles, Seth the Usos, both of them, and Jacob Fatu, I was like, you know what? I'm a Cena fan. I think that you could have been more heel, but whatever. If this is how we got to get there, this is how we got to get there. I personally don't care how athletic Logan Paul is. I'm kind of ready for the Logan Paul experiment to be done. Like, I mute your segments. I treat you like The Miz, and I'd rather listen to The Miz, bro. In fact, you're The Miz when John Cena, everyone was like, oh, not John Cena, John Cena. And then we got The Miz. I don't know why he's here. Because if you're like, oh, he moves numbers. You can get I Show Speed to do that. We can get Dua Lipa to come in and do that. You know what I mean? We have a Bad Bunny doing that. I'm sure we can get somebody else who doesn't have a crypto scam, who allegedly, I don't want to get sued because he's a sewer.
He's a sewer in a lot of ways.
Also somebody who doesn't respect the shadow ban. There's got to be a better way. I will take the DQ finishes if it meant he had to go.
You're like, I will fall on that sword. Yeah, I mean, there is very much a real life extensive pattern of behavior with him. It's not one or two things, it's several things. So I'm with you on that. It's not only like he seems legit, like maybe not the best dude, but it's also that I'm not entertained by him outside of the athleticism. Like when I think about when people talk about celebrity wrestlers, like I appreciate that Logan is more consistent. Like he's had 23 matches. That's great. But there's nothing that guy's done that makes me feel the way that Bad Bunny did. And I don't that just part. Mean that insane entrance. I mean, he had like, I'm blown away to this day. I've watched that match back. He had ring psychology down. Shout out to Damian Priest with that. But like, Bad Bunny was way more of a storyteller than Logan Paul is. Logan Paul hasn't, for me yet, and not many people do this in 23 matches, but the in-ring storytelling is nowhere to be found with this guy. I am like Detective Kate on the case looking for this with a magnifying glass. Like, I cannot find in-ring storytelling with this guy. I noticed it the most in his feud with Cody. The second match, I think it was, in Saudi Arabia. Was there only one match? It felt like there were 20, and it was exhausting.
I couldn't tell you, because when he comes on, I go out.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that, but there was just stuff of, like, just very basic wrestling storytelling beats that he just did not have down. And, again, like, not many people do in 23 matches, but for the enormity of his push and his spotlight, I wish he would get that part down. Because I think it's the part that is magic about pro wrestling, in my opinion, or is even the in-ring storytelling.
use your yapping abilities to your best ability. Cut a better promo. Cut a better promo. All you do is talk crap. You can at least yap, bro. The WWE is very yap focused. If you can't put up the numbers in the ring, you can yap. And no promo that Logan Paul has ever done has moved me.
No, nothing. there's nothing memorable about a Logan Paul promo. They're all
You're going to call me poor. That's what you're going to do. You're going to call me poor. You're going to call me poor. You're going to tell me that you're better than me. You're going to do this. And it's not even like Solo Sikoa. It's not even funny. It's
not sarcastic. Sarcastic is great. We love sarcastic Solo. But you're right in that, like, there's nothing. It feels like he's trying on several different archetypes at any given time. Like, he's maybe I'll be this kind of heel today, and I'll put on this outfit to be a heel this day. Like, I don't get any sort of commitment to who he is that day. It's very, I don't know if you've experienced this. I'm sure you've been a part of some bachelorette bullshit at some point where you've had to like do like a paint by numbers wine glass thing. That's Logan Paul promos, is like paint number one, orange, paint number two, red. Like that's how it feels to me. It feels to me.
I agree. I'll even take it one step further and say that if it's not paint by numbers, it's definitely, I'm going to say whatever I think I need to do to get over. Kind of like when Cena said the Vine thing when I was in 2010, I was doing this with Sheamus. You were making Vines with your brother. But that's what social media low-key is. You throw everything at the wall until you get something. So on the one hand, I respect you for trying, but you can't sit up here and say that you've done more than half the people in the back when you're a shit talker, and you can't make me move. It make me move.
Yeah, there's nothing. There's not a single thing from a Logan Paul promo or a Logan Paul promo that I can recall that I was like, that ruled.
I know what I can recall. Him looking at you like this with his fist. Like an NPC Street Fighter.
Something, I'm viral. Something.
Booyah!
It is not heel heat. It is. It's that, unfortunately. But Bad Robot saying, hello, favorite Po Show. I'm still lost on what's happening in WWE land. But boo, look at Paul always. I miss KO. 2025 year of the puppet. Love y'all. Man, Kevin Owens is like the opposite of everything we just talked about. To me, in my opinion, Kevin Owens to me is the pound for pound most valuable wrestler in WWE. Give that guy an angle with Elias and his 27 brothers, he'll make it work. You give him a grudge feud with Cody Rhodes in a poorly booked championship feud, he'll make it work. You give him a tag program with Sami Zayn, he'll make it work. Like, and everything, there's a certain class of guys, and I fear that WWE doesn't have enough of them, honestly.
There's only one other person besides KO I can think of, and that's Seth.
Seth is up there, but even with this Seth Rider stuff, man, it's the same promo every week. Like, but what you're saying is true of, like, in general with Seth. Everything he says is valuable. Everything he says is pro wrestling, like story oriented. It's always in the spirit of pro wrestling to help him and his opponent in the story get better. It moves things forward. Samoa Joe is certainly this guy. Eddie Kingston is certainly this guy where I just never see a segment of them where I don't feel like a story was in a better place after than before, and B, God, there's just always something that made me feel something with these guys, like that moves things forward. CM Punk used to be that guy for me, and then he became, it's a great day to be wherever, and Hockey Town, boring to me. But Jim saying, bonus testicle, that's what we should call the award for worst promo of the night. Well, we just talked about it, I think
that could be our segment from now on. And the bonus testicle goes to...
Drumroll. I love it.
It's Logan Paul again this week. Who knew? Who could have foreseen this coming?
Oh my God.
Also, you unlocked the Ezekiel memory for me from Kevin Owens looking at
him. Insane. They had Shorty G given lie detector tests at that time. There was one specific moment. I don't know why I remember this so vividly, but the only thing I can think of is that Kevin Owens is an incredibly special performer.
Yeah, I forgot about Shorty G. Jesus Christ.
My God. But there was this one moment in that where Kevin Owens is on stage. He's well unhinged at this point with the Ezekiel stuff. And the music hits and his face just freezes and turns bright red and angry. And like the instant reaction and him making it feel that visceral, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. It's unreal. It's unreal.
Is all part of the show. I sound like Triple H. Yeah.
WWE, in case you've been living under a rock, Cresta.
Are you guys not entertained?
Right now. Pay $5,000 to go see a 2012 main event with Brock Lesnar and John Cena in Indianapolis. I fear we're losing the plot in some ways with WWE as far as the bigger picture, but not always with the talent, because we always, always, always get amazing efforts from the talent. But let's talk some, you know what? I hate to do this, but we're going to move into something else that I'm not so keen on. Loved the John Cena promo. Didn't love the Logan Paul stuff. Why are we keeping Carmelo Hayes and The Miz together, for the love of God?
Do you need help? Blink twice, Carmelo Hayes, if you need help.
I'm an email away, I swear. There's some yapping between the Motor City Machine Guns and The Miz and Carmelo Hayes. And as soon as Carmelo Hayes starts hyping up The Miz, I went, oh no, this is continuing. He's like, he's a 10-time champ. I was like, oh God. This angle's not ending tonight. This is moving forward, but Miz and Hayes are bickering throughout this. The Guns are in control early, doing what the Guns do really well. Some crisp double teaming. And you have Carmelo Hayes breaking up a near fall after the Skull and Bones. Miz blind tags himself in with Hayes hitting the code breaker. Shelley and Hayes fighting on the outside, but Miz sneaking a pin on Chris Sabin. Miz don't miss winning. For the love of God, let it end. This has never
worked.
That's
not even the worst part.
It's never going.
My boy, it's the middle.
Oh, the Motor City Machine Guns losing to Mellow Don't Miz. A team that has never worked will not. This is the opposite of Bret Hart. It's the worst there is, the worst there was, and the worst there ever will be. Like, I just, and you know what? The Miz is not always for me, but he has his alley. They use him the way they're supposed to use him. Carmelo Hayes is he could be a future WrestleMania main eventer. If you weren't an idiot doing this nonsense with him for no reason and wasting everyone's time. I was so excited when him and Damian Priest crossed paths. I was like, finally, because I feel like Damian Priest is one of the best, most selfless wrestlers in the world at helping other people get over. And then they were like, no, we're actually going to just pivot to Damian Priest and Aleister Black fighting each other for no reason for like 8 more years. And Carmelo Hayes is going to go and F off with The Miz again. This is a waste of Carmelo Hayes' time and potential. I don't know who turns on who, but it's stupid either way. I don't want to see The Miz as a face. I don't want to see Carmelo getting turned on by The Miz as if this means something. Miz literally left and Carmelo Hayes was fine without him. And now I'm supposed to buy that they're like back in. This has been, some of the most atrocious wrestling programming in the world right now when you consider Carmelo Hayes' ceiling and what they're doing with him. The effort to hold him back is insane, because when you see this guy in the ring, you see this guy's entrance, you hear him talk when he's not saying dumb stuff, he's phenomenal. Let the dude fly. What are we doing? I don't know, Cresta. This was not for me. Help me out. Help me out here.
I have three notes. We want Miss Chance. Do your big one, Ireland. Do your big one. Do your big one. My second note is this what MCMG have become? An enhancement talent to a Miss Franken team?
That's all I think the Miss has.
Listen,
it's Franken teams.
I am a Miss hater, an ethical Miss hater. I don't know that man in real life. But there's a better avenue for him. He's a yapper. That man is weaseling him his way into stuff. Y'all never finished up this Wyatt Six stuff. You're kind of... No. 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 Leave Motor City Machine Guns out of... Look what they've done to my boys, Kate.
What have they done to my boys?
What have they done to my boys?
It's rough. I can't
take this. Oh, it's... I already know y'all don't care about tag teams, but the way y'all treat Motor City Machine Guns, I'm about to crash out.
You deserve it. You deserve to have that crash out. They hold a special place in your heart, and they are losing to a Ms. Franken team. So if you want, yeah, it's fine. If you want to just walk off, I wouldn't blame you. You're like, I have half a voice. I don't. Orion Ben saying, I feel an entertainment company has made it clear that they do not respect fans who want to watch wrestling first. This is what they gave Ireland. I'll say I get it a little bit more on like the week before a pay-per-view go homey time. But this was nonsense. Like this episode was bad and they've had several bad episodes. So you're right in that. I got really disheartened when I don't care because billionaires counter-programming billionaires doesn't really affect me. It affects my work schedule. I get very tired when everybody's putting on shows at the same time. But I do feel like they've conditioned their audiences to... Like, I was watching Becky and Natalya, and it wasn't the world's best match. Like, it didn't light the world on fire, but it was a decent enough match. And the crowd's just sitting around waiting for interference. They do not care about wrestling matches. This company has trained their audiences to ignore the wrestling parts. And then when I see them do stuff like countering AEW when their own product's on fire, I'm like, man, do you hate wrestling so much that like
that's
you can't
t-shirt
even
company?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's just, it's so funny because it's like they do all these press tours about the minor leagues and then it's like, AEW has a relationship with CMLL. We should go get AAA. AEW has a new Japan relationship. We should have one with Noah. AEW worked with TNA. We should go work with TNA. It's like, if they're the minor leagues, why do you keep copying everything that they do and counter-programming them?
You should have sat there and just ate your food.
I guess so. But Ricardo saying, hello, lovelies. I'm at work. Love for Kate and Cresta. Well, thank you so much. Love for you, too. I love that you chime in at work. That's very kind of you because work is work, man. Work is working.
I'm getting worked right now, brother.
Oh, with this Motor City Machine Guns booking you are, that's like a personal attack. There's some wrestlers when they aren't pushed, it feels like a personal attack.
I feel that way about Zelina Vega. So we had time for a mellow don't miss, but not a Zelina Vega match.
Zelina, we can't even get the damn champion on these shows. Cresta, like, my God, God forbid we get Julia on a show. Like,
why'd you take it off Zelina? At least she was yapping with. I'm getting mad. I'm getting very angry.
We're firing. We're gonna ruin what's left of Cresta's vocal cords because she's gonna be yelling. It happens. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it through. I like it. Let's keep yapping along ourselves because there was a lot of chit chatter on this show. I got to say, man, I've got to say a lot of chatter. We did open with the Becky Lynch promo, which I thought was a very wise call because we are in Dublin after all. And she speaks about how this is the first televised event from her hometown and her home country. And then she flips it down by saying that nobody deserves a televised WWE event. She demands statues and parades. We get a We Want Lyra chant. She thwarts that as well as a CM Punk chant, which made me nauseous. Just to stop like doing that. But Like, it's, I know she brought up Seth, and I guess that kind of evoked it, but like, no. She makes some other local references that are great and talks about the media coverage they get, but the, not the media coverage that she gets. And I love that she shouts out our friend SP3, because every time she's out there and she's like, I'm the best wrestler in the world, and I'm not the only one saying it. Sports Illustrated is saying it. SP3 wrote that article. And this little like hints of Trump thing is very, very funny to me, because she'll type that way too. I find it hysterical. But we get Tiffany Stratton interrupting for some reason, followed by Nia Jax and Jade Cargill, who makes the save. And we set up a tag team match for tonight's main event, which begs the question, what was the main event going to be before you set it up right then, right there? How many times are they putting these shows kayfabe on the fly together? Because we've had that on SmackDown multiple times now. We had on Raw, they put three of the four matches together on the show. Like, just announce your cards in advance, man. But I guess we could talk about the main event now, because you said, you alluded to it earlier, all the interferences and stuff that we've been getting. But we do have Tiffany Stratton and Jade versus Becky and Nia. Tiffany and Jade being on the same side of things is silly. But Tiffany diving onto Becky and Jax early, Jade getting the hot tag, which I think is the thing that she does best in wrestling, is hot tagging. Like, she comes in, she's a powerhouse, she cleans house here. Becky runs away, leaving Nia alone, and Tiffany hits the prettiest moonsault ever. Jade following with a frog splash, and they pin Nia Jax. So Tiffany and Jade standing tall. That was our main event. So that was a thing. what did you think about our opening promo of Becky talking to and betraying Ireland, and then our main event match that we got in this?
They can never make me hate Becky Lynch. I'm so sorry. I love Becky Lynch.
She's great.
She's a piece she's of crap, great. Respectfully, in the best way. She's a piece of crap in the best way. The CM Punk chat was like, y'all ain't crap, but she also made it very clear that I have a hot American husband.
She did say hot American husband. Okay?
Not so you tried to get under my skin, and she was like, I don't care. She was losing her voice yelling at him.
She was like, Creston, I feel the same pain today.
Honestly, that's, I think, being able to go home in one of the first televised events and take the piss out of your hometown. Bravo. Bravo. That was fantastic, because she wasn't just doing it kinda. She was doing it OD. When she turned into business for herself, the crowd was like, Lyra. And she was like, I beat her.
She was like, she can't challenge for my title ever again. So how about that?
Honestly, that was fantastic. Where the, in my opinion, the promo began to go down is when Tiffany Stratton came out. Why did you come out? When you said, well, you don't even go here. Well, she's in her hometown. She does go here. She originated here. So I get it. I get it. You know, like, if it wasn't Lyra or it wasn't Becky, it'd have to be Sheamus, because we're going to give Irish representation while we're in
Dublin. Of course.
That was going to happen. Jade coming out saying, I want to make sure you're 100% for later. Girl, no, beat up Tiffany Stratton, because you could do it twice. Then what? I don't like this dumb baby face. I don't know. Do you watch anime, Kate?
I do not, sadly. But make the references anyway, and I'll play along.
Got you. This anime is Dragon Ball Z. There's a guy named Goku. Goku beats up people all the time. Right, we're on the brink of death. The person's like, but you didn't beat me at my full power. Goku's like, what if I healed you all the way to full power? We fight again. Mind you, Goku's arm is out the socket. His eye is down here. He's about, what if I just fight you at full power? And the bad guy's like, and then they beat him up every time. So it's like, Jay.
Dumb baby face syndrome.
Come on now, sister. Just let her get beat up. Nia don't like her. Becky, they were jumping her. They're making your clash at Paris so easy. But Cargill wanted to be like, no, I want there to be no excuses. There's still going to be excuses. Wrestling. What?
Yeah.
The main event was fine. I mean, I smelt Becky Lynch walking out on Nia.
Miles
commentary
away.
Put it the best way. Nia Jax is the reason why Becky's nose was splattered across her face. Yes. I'd leave you too. I would leave you too. Get out of here. The match itself, it's all good. It was the main event. It was fine. It wasn't like terrible wrestling. But I think we could have done better. I'm not completely mad at it. But like you said, what would we do? What was the main event anyway? Tiffany versus
Jade? 6.5 minutes long. Like it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, but I do know one thing. These PLEs, these pay-per-views, they're all adding up a lot. This ESPN deal is in place sooner than everybody thought because Peacock is old news. ESPN is the new deal. People don't know if it's included in their YouTube TV plans. It's chaos out there. But I know one way to make it very, very simple on y'all. That, my friends, is with NordVPN.
If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have 7 different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
NordVPN.com/Fightful. Yes, Shock of Ages. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Great deal, eh? Lots of cool features, eh? Listen, if you want it to be cheaper, you can order that Canadian pay-per-view from Canada all out in a different country, and it'll be a little bit cheaper. If you want to watch Raw, SmackDown, and NXT on Netflix, and PLEs on Netflix, you can travel to Canada with NordVPN. Lots of advantages to having it. Save money on pay-per-views. Also, genuinely, the original intent of a VPN to secure your devices. I have my phone secured. I have my router secured. I have my internet on my computer secured. We are like good to go. Very, very, very easy to use. Very good support system too over at NordVPN. So protect your devices and travel the world. Who needs to put stamps in your passport when you've got NordVPN saving you money on pay-per-views and streamlining where the hell you get all of this stuff, because it's more confusing than it has ever been to know where what is available. Megan says she's in Albania right now. I love that. I hope you're having a safe trip over there. Well, let's visit some more segments from this show, shall we? Man, this was a thin little card. Let's talk.
Yapping, not wrestling. Yapping, no grapping.
lot of yapping. But we do get this match between Charlotte Flair and Piper Niven. That Piper Niven wins. We have Charlotte fighting off the interference, but getting irate by Chelsea Green in this, and Piper Niven hitting that Michinoku driver for the shock win here. Piper getting more in ring time makes me a very happy lady. I love watching Piper Niven work. I think she's fantastic. I think the story that we're supposed to be taking away from this is that Charlotte needs Alexa to win. Like she needs Alexa, and she's struggling without her, which I get and I think is good. I like some vulnerability from Charlotte. I was complaining when it went away and it turned into a vaudeville act, right? So I'm glad to kind of see that side of her. I think it's a good way to make a Charlotte Flair loss count. I was surprised by this, and man, please, please let me just see Piper Niven wrestle more. This has been so delightful to see her getting more matches of late. The best. Any thoughts on this?
Honestly, I didn't think Charlotte was going to win when she came out by herself. You were cheated out your boots. That's exactly what happened. But also the crowd chanting for Chelsea Green. You'll always be famous, Chelsea Green. You will always be famous, Chelsea Green. She's so good. Now, this match was fine. I, as somebody who was very critical of Charlotte before, saying, like, it sucks that you win everything, this, that, and the third, it's kind of like, oh, she's not winning. Oh,
we've literally never seen her not winning. in WWE consistently. Like, she's always around some sort of title picture. And I agree that, like, it almost allows more breathing room, not only for the product, but for the character as well. Like, I think it's kind of cool that she needs somebody else to help predicate her success. I think that's a cool thing that we haven't gotten with her yet.
I'll also say that if you're not sympathetic to Charlotte now, you will be. And I say that with the utmost respect because she keep losing. After a while, being a loser, some people feel bad for you for being a loser. Max Caster, Brian Myers, who else was a loser? Bum-ass Baron Corbin. People begin to feel bad for you when you're a loser. I'm not saying that'll happen with Charlotte right now, because Charlotte's not a loser in the slightest. But I think it makes her seem more human to people who aren't sympathetic to her now. Because I think this face turn for her is great. And I think it's about time Charlotte got cheered legitimately.
I think there's something nice about having a different narrative around her.
Yes.
I think we know she's one of the best wrestlers in the world. So her taking losses doesn't diminish that in the same way as someone who is less protected. It adds intrigue instead, which I think is good. Let's keep rocking and rolling. We have this backstage where Jimmy Uso talks about Naomi's pregnancy. Sami Zayn congratulates him, and silly Solo Sikoa barging in, wanting the kid to be named after him. And we get a continuation of the tensions between Sami and Solo. Next week, there will be a U.S. title match in Lyon, France. You will also get the Street Profits versus Miz and Hayes for a number one contenders match. Don't get me started. And Charlotte and Bliss, the allies of convenience, who are now friends, defending against Piper and Alba. So some movement in the women's tag division there. But focusing back here on our show, we do get the Street Profits versus JC Mateo and Tonga Loa. I will not forgive the crowd for pretending that Jeff Cobb can't wrestle. That's some BS.
That was out of order, Ireland. Ireland, come to the front. We just want to talk. We just want to talk.
Ireland, I'm going to need you to step in my office, please. Dublin, my office now, all right? But this match was good. This was almost 10 minutes, which was, I think, the longest on the card. That is something
insane.
Else. But a lot of this was Montez Ford being isolated. Solo and Tala with interferences galore in all of this. Jimmy Uso brawling with Tala. Sami Zayn laying out Solo Sikoa with the Huluva kick. And the Street Profits hitting the From the Heavens for the win. They're going to face Miz and Hayes next week. What did you think of their tag action that we got on tonight's show?
I will say, to Ireland's defense, in WWE, sometimes you're not showing your full range of wrestling motion. Let's say JC Mateo is your first introduction to Jeff Cobb. Let's say Tala Tonga is your first introduction to Hikuleo. I can see why they say you can't wrestle. I don't agree with that. Let me be clear. But not for nothing, MFTs besides Solo have been kind of booked like losers, or you're just brawling after the match. And you do one or two moves, a Samoan drop and maybe a sunset flip, not a sunset flip, but like, I don't know what it is. The one they put you on the shoulders and then slam you down, not an F5, but not an Olympic slam either.
Put them on the shoulders how? Like a fireman's carry?
Almost like a fireman. And then you, maybe that is an Olympic slam.
An attitude adjustment? Like a flip?
Maybe, because I feel like JC Mateo picks people up and puts them down and then clotheslines people. And that's what you see on WWE. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but his finisher is the coolest thing in the world. The Tour of the Islands is like the coolest finisher ever done.
So was the Code of Silence. And people still said Carmella couldn't wrestle.
Well, I don't think you should chant that at any pro wrestler, honestly. Because I just
agree.
Unless it's like you're in on the bit. But like JC Mateo can wrestle, and they don't chant that at wrestlers who are far worse than him. Death Valley Driver. I see. Oh, yes, I understand yes. How you're talking about how people are on shoulders now.
I have a saying that I put on my TikTok that the wrestlers love, but some wrestling fans like, you don't know anything. And they say, if you can't do what a wrestler does, maybe shut the fuck up.
It's a beautiful song. Billboard like, Top 100. Let's do it like, right
I
now.
I get it. I see a lot of super kicks. Can I do a super kick? I will pull a thigh muscle. All right, so let me humble myself just a touch.
I just have a feeling that Cresta could do a super kick. Just like a gut feeling. I feel like if someone like Dollars to Donuts was like, Cresta, if I will pay you $5,000 if you can like legit land a super kick, I just feel like you have it in
Call
you.
Call me Sean. Call me the Young Bucks. Super kick boss.
Hell yes. Hell yes. We got some more chats coming in from you guys. God bless. None of you want to talk about SmackDown. I get it. But you guys are supporting us and we appreciate it. Clavs and Cresta, I'm now paying for eyelash and hair appointments and I'm referred to as baby. Do I have a girlfriend now? Yeah, no, you are official if you started paying for lashes. That's getting serious. Either way, it's complicated, so no cranking with you two. Top me out. Meet Normus, you're just always making my day with these chats, man.
You're officially best. Someone's top meat. That means Meet Normus has gone vegan. He only gets from one butcher. I respect it. I respect it. Get your meat from the one butcher. I'm sorry.
Greg Cherry stopping by to say, I had SmackDown spoiled on Twitter. Hope you lovely ladies are having a great night. Love yins. Yeah, this was a daytime original taping if you watched it then. So you can catch these in the afternoon. We still do our post show at the regular time most of the time just because the numbers are better. On Fridays, maybe we'll mess around with that longer term. But today, we went on it at regular time. But yeah, there were a lot of spoilers out there. Lots of spoilers out there tonight. I will say it was very nice being able to fast forward through some stuff, though.
Yes.
Was not mad about that aspect of it at all.
Logan Paul opened his mouth and I pressed the next arrow.
You were like, oh, I'm watching on 1.5 speed all of a sudden. Now that happened.
John Cena just yapped for 20 minutes. Who knew?
Parasite got it.
Literally, though.
My goodness. It's just a lot of... There's so much promotion and sometimes the entrances are so long. And while I love the live crowds, I'm like, I get it. They're cheering. Like I can zip through this a little bit quicker. So was not mad about that at all. But I'll tell you who was mad. That was Aleister Black. Cause he thinks he's getting R-Truth tonight, but he chimes in and says that he flew to Dublin, Georgia. So someone else had to substitute and that's Damian Priest. And they just brawl. There's no real match here. It's just them brawling around to the ringside to the back. That happened. I don't feel like this feud helps either of them get elevated in any way. This isn't headed toward a U.S. title program. This doesn't help elevate either of them. They feel like about the same place on the card. Maybe Damian Priest is a little bit higher just because he's had title reigns of recent and big name feuds, but I don't understand what this is in service of. I felt like I understood it when it was in service of elevating Carmelo Hayes, but they seem to have abandoned that plan. So buttons, I don't know what else to say about this. It would just ended up being a little brawl. I do think the R-Truth stuff is interesting because I think he's using his playfulness and the like, I'm detached from reality thing as a device now. So that when people show up for matches and get lulled into that, then Ron Killings is coming out. And I am here for that mind game. I feel like not a lot of wrestlers can pull that off. If someone can, Ron Killings is the guy to do it. What did you think of what we ended up getting from this segment tonight?
I agree with you that I don't think this is in service of anybody. I feel like when Aleister left, he was doing feuds like this. When Aleister came back, he's doing the same thing. To quote Jey Uso, run that back. You know what I mean? Do it again. I don't think this serves Damian Priest. I think there's chemistry between the two men, right? There's a better storyline for these two men. And if the through line, like you said, is R-Truth detaching from reality, reattaching from reality, you guys are going to have to pay off that. And I don't trust you, WWE. I don't trust you to pay it off. I trust you to use it as a MacGuffin to get out of things. And that one makes me very upset. You had no follow through when you fired R-Truth. The fans were on your ass. So you fired R-Truth for kayfabe, but you fired Carlito for real. But I'll leave that alone before I get sued, because I know y'all likes to sue. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think there's a better storyline for the both of them to wrestle over, because I like them wrestling together. We didn't even get a match. They just brawled. There has to be something better for Aleister Black. Aleister Black can beat up The Miz. Beat him up. That's for me. That's only for me. I'm sorry.
That's a Cresta special, but I would rather watch that.
Or give me something they can sink their teeth into. Your guys are fighting over the Dark House Honor. I don't know. Like, give me something else.
Just do something that moves the needle in a positive direction for the people involved. That's all I want out of any feud, whether this is going to be a contendership of any sort or whether this puts a younger talent in a better spot than before. But I also have an issue of the segments within the storyline, because they're not productive. These segments don't push the story forward. Things don't end up in a better place than they were before the segment. Alex Pulowski is famous around Fightful for asking, like, to what end? This has just been in the middle of the road the entire time. Like, it doesn't feel like anything has progressed out of this. So even if I pull back and say, okay, maybe they didn't want to push anybody in a certain direction, even the weekly storytelling, I feel like, has not gotten us really anywhere. But I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is we got PLEs and pay-per-views galore coming up, Cresta. And I do know that you can bet on wrestling now. Just going to say it. You can bet on wrestling. You can do so with the guidance of Fightful, which is a pretty good deal if you want to Fightful Select to pay for itself. Go bet on some of our lock picks over there. We didn't have, I don't think it was a lock pick, but we had Luis of Fightful Espanol guiding you about that Wagner pick and helping some people make some money there. But if you want to place your bet on a trusted partner of ours, head over to MyBookie. Here's Sean to tell you all about them.
MyBookie AG is where Fightful is getting all of our odds. Not just pro wrestling, which, yeah, you can bet on pro wrestling. UFC, boxing, that's where we're getting our odds from. If you're watching In the Weeds and they're talking about basketball odds, it's going to be from MyBookie AG. Use the code FIGHTFUL, get a $50 bonus when you deposit $100, or get a $100 bonus when you deposit $200. Check it out. If you think you know more than the average wrestling fan, head over to MyBookie. They have some odds up all the time for upcoming events, whether it be WWE, AEW, anybody. Make sure you check them out in addition to their other fantastic deals. They've been around for quite a while, very reliable. MyBookie AG, use that code FIGHTFUL. Now, only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly, but head over, see what lines they got now. Not just for pro wrestling. Maybe you're interested in baseball, football, basketball, soccer, or just football again, right? MyBookie AG.
MyBookie AG. Great partner to us. Make some money over there. You know more than the average wrestling fan because you're tuned in to Fightful. Great partner to us. Also, just a great social media following because they post some really, really fun stuff and some prop bets beyond, like, oh, NFL preseason, whatever. They got some really, really entertaining stuff. Really, really entertaining stuff happening over there. But we are about to wrap up. We've got a couple more things to talk about here, though. We have this Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton return, which is pretty cool. We get Drew mocking Cody Rhodes, saying that he has no friends, which is so mean, but not necessarily untrue. And then he'll take the title. And Randy Orton returns with an RKO out of nowhere. Get a huge, 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 huge reaction. I feel like all of Cody's friends are, like, loosely affiliated with him right now. So I like that Drew said that, because there's a difference between having a friend and people who will align with you. I'll say that in wrestling. But good stuff. Like, a Drew Orton program feels fun. It feels like they're doing something productive with the Jelly Roll and Logan thing then, because something in a singles format came out of it. So I can appreciate that. And we also have Nick Aldis telling Cena that Brock Lesnar has been in touch. Couldn't care less. But before all that develops, we have Logan Paul ambushing John Cena to end the show. So just those two loose ends to wrap up. Any thoughts on those, Miss Cresta?
Listen, I love Drew McIntyre. RKO will get a pop out of me every time. Do it. Also, listen. If everyone hates Logan Paul and everyone hates Brock Lesnar, put them in a match so everyone can go to the bathroom at the same time.
You know what's funny about the RKO? You said you pop for it every time. I help with some social media stuff for Fightful now. And part of what I do is I look at the analytics of the things that are doing well for us on the video side of our YouTube channel. There's like a Randy Orton RKO video from forever ago that is still like a top five, top 10 searched thing alongside something with Bobby Lashley and Lana dry humping. Cause they had that weird thing. And now Toni Storm saying inappropriate things always. I'm like, what are you freaks searching out on YouTube that you mean to be searching out on another site who doesn't sponsor us, but Randy maybe Orton. Could.
Randy Orton moves numbers. My first million view video on TikTok was Randy Orton giving Edge a concerto. Randy
no
Orton
kidding.
Moves numbers. That's what he does.
People love also, the RKO.
Also, I don't see, listen, if we're all going to be gremlins of the night, I don't see why that BZZ site can't sponsor us. We're all adults here, I think.
There are certain hubs of entertainment that people search out for specific niches. And sometimes YouTube isn't always the best place for those. But you said Randy Orton moves numbers on your TikTok. Cresta, what if I want to see that video? What if I want to look you up on TikTok? Where can I find more Cresta?
I got y'all. Story is tragic. Get out of here, TikTok. Bam. Follow me on TikTok. Don't be weird. Cresta Star. That's me. I would love for you to follow me. Also tagged Fightful. You should follow Fightful on TikTok. Where's my finger?
Please do.
I don't know where my finger is. Okay, I lost it. But you should follow Fightful over on TikTok. And if you need more Cresta than just on TikTok, anywhere you could type Cresta Star, except for X, Twitter, I'm Cresta the Star. If you're in New York City tomorrow, I will be working Anime NYC. Definitely come and say hi. Shout out to Richard, who found me randomly. Some random person was like, I watch you on FIFO, and that was so cool. If you think I'm cool enough to talk to, I think you're cool enough to take a picture with. And I am here tomorrow, unless my voice truly goes into business for itself and takes a walk. And I'll be here next week. After next week, the 4th, I will be hasta luego. I'm taking 6 weeks off. But that's all I have. Kate, where can the people find you? My voice is gone.
You poor thing. If you make it to Collision tomorrow, nobody can say you ran from the grind ever. Because my
come
God,
on now.
You are...
I sound like Triple H right now. You guys are from the grind.
She's going to start the show and ask, are you ready? But you can find me at Miss Kate Fabe on YouTube. I have my own channel that today I did a prediction show with Alex Cardoza. I almost said Alex Pulaski because he's hovering backstage right now. But Alex Cardoza joined me for some AEW predictions. I also did a rundown of the five talent that I think are like up next for AEW or could be if they choose to push them forward. I even in my title said number two won't surprise you because it's Queen Amanada, and I think everybody knows that. But there's some more hidden gems on the list as well. So that's the best place that you can find and support me. I'm also at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. I'm doing some more content for our Fightful TikTok as well. So if you want to see more of my mug, I'm going to be doing some more news recap style things over there. But before we get out of here, Alex Pulaski, did you want to hop on? Yes? No?
Hello, I'm here.
Hello.
I used to do the Sour Fowler.
You did used to do the Sour Fowler.
I can't do it anymore. I just want to do the sour one.
What's the sour one?
You can't buy a ticket to Dublin, Georgia. It doesn't have an airport. There are 16,000 people that live there. There's no airport there.
I love you.
I'm sorry. I went on Expedia and I tried to buy a ticket to Dublin and it sent me to Dublin, Georgia. You can't. There's no airport there. 16,000 people live there. It is 55 miles from the nearest airport in Macon, Georgia.
Please.
If you're going to make up stuff, at least make it make sense.
Right, my favorite thing, I've done enough wrestling reviews and enough movie reviews with Alex. He cannot handle gaps of logistic things of like miles. Like you should not be able to get to city in certain times. You should not be naming places that it drives him crazy. But what's even better is soon that's going to drive us crazy with puppets.
Yeah, with puppets.
Let me ask you something, Alex. Since you did you did the journalistic research, there a Dublin in Georgia, like the European country Georgia? Is that what he meant?
Ooh.
I don't think so, but I will look. Hold on. Listen.
No, you can't come on here with all that heat and like what if it's Dublin, Georgia, and Europe?
I didn't even think about that. I just thought he went to Dublin, Georgia. You're like, no, you didn't. You're a liar, and I caught you in a lie.
No, there is no Dublin in the Georgia country.
Okay.
I tried Ron Killings. I'm sorry. I tried the cap for you.
Our truth, more like our lies. Am I right?
Right.
Shut up.
Krista, go more shut
like,
up.
More like Ron Lyings.
Eh? More like Ron
I've had
Fittings.
Enough with the show.
Krista's done. Crest is done. Anyway, if you like that little appetizer that you got into Alex's mind, you can catch more of it on Fightful Select. He does a SmackDown review on Fridays, and I'm back there with him on Mondays for your Fightful Select Raw Sour Graps review. And Tuesdays, we do the NXT review together, and we do PLEs and pay-per-views on Fightful Select as well. So if there's anything I forgot to plug of yours, feel free to. There you go.
We're good.
We're good to rock and roll. But thank you guys so much for joining us. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. You will have your Collision review tomorrow. You will have your Forbidden Door review on this channel with Sean Ross Sapp and on Fightful Select with me and Alex Pawlowski, as well as Grapsody this weekend. So we got you covered all weekend here at Fightful. Thank you so much. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We're out.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.